losses?
Well, I think what's happened with our team is we're just so bogged down by all the negativity. There's so much negativity. We feel it ourselves, you know, and it's deserving. When you lose games, that's kind of the way it goes. So I think we've tried to show some resiliency the last two games, but I think the biggest problem is that not that we're not trying or that we want to get the job done. I think we're just suffocating ourselves, you know, with all the expectations and just not getting the job done. And at some point, you got to say screw it and forget all that outside influence and the stuff that we feel from the inside as well, and just go out there and play the game, because we're a good enough team to win games. We've shown it. The difference is that I think we're overthinking it right now.
Every hockey player, every athlete I ever talk to says they don't read the papers, they don't watch TV, they don't listen to the radio. So where are these negative outside influences coming from then? Or is it more inside influence?
Well, maybe we don't read or listen or watch, but we talk to you guys every day. And we answer the questions, and that's part of the job. And I'm not saying that we don't deserve to be criticized. We're not holding our end of the bargain here. And I think that's why we're feeling the effects from that. Is that, you know, when you have high expectations for yourselves and you don't live up to them, you know, you start to get down on yourself. And confidence is sometimes a fragile thing. And you know, even sometimes when you feel like you're trying hard and you're working hard, sometimes it's a little bit different than when you're not thinking and you're just confident and going out there and playing the game and having fun. And normally when you're doing that, you're playing your best hockey. And I just don't think we've gotten to that point yet where we can just go out there and just play the game. Because I think we're all gripping the stick too tight, because we want to get it done. And it's just one of those never-ending cycles until you consciously stop it.
So are you celebrating a couple of goals in practice today? Is that the confidence that you kind of thing you're talking about?
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting back to, is that, you know, you go out there with a grimace on your face every day and you hate your life and stuff like that. Nothing's going to change. No matter how bad you want to go out there and win games and get the job done, you can't do it. This is too tough of a business, too tough of a game. To not go out there and try to enjoy it. And like I said, when you're out there enjoying yourself, things just happen. You don't think. You're just reacting, and that's when you play your best hockey. So I think we got to get some of that back into our room, and certainly that comes with winning. But at the same time, you know, you got to start somewhere, and I think we're at that point where, you know, we can't just come in here and be stone-faced every day and say we're going to go out there and outwork the other team and be serious about this. And you just can't do it that way. You know, you got to go out there and enjoy what you're doing, and the rest will take care of itself.